Welcome to the Words of Wisdom podcast, the podcast about business, marketing, strategy and mindset. I'm Michelle, your host. Hi. So this is my first podcast in quite some time. I'm a little bit out of practice, but hopefully you'll find this enjoyable. So I thought we'll just start at the beginning and I'd explain what I'm doing. And I'm also conscious that I keep going, but we'll skip past that bit. Hopefully I'll get better as time goes on. This is why it's quite good to interview other people so that you don't have to listen to your own voice. Hopefully I don't sound too much like an awful farmer, but hey-ho. So basically, I wanted to start this podcast again so that I could help some people with the stuff that I've learned over my years in business, the struggles, the triumphs, and all the in-between. So I currently have just made a bit of a transition in my business to become a strategist because I have found through my work as a VA that I actually love talking about the strategy of things, putting a plan together. I'm very good at when someone tells me there's an idea, they've got an idea and they don't know how to do it, I can backtrack and put all the steps in between and then have everything sort of put in place to have that bigger vision come to fruition. So through that, I've found a love for funnels, marketing, and especially email marketing. Email marketing and marketing funnels are kind of where I really like to be. But strategy as a whole really gets me, gets the juices flowing, I suppose. So that is a lot of what this podcast will be about, is giving some tips and talking through things that will hopefully help you move forward in your business. The other reason is that when I started my business, I didn't have any money to invest in things. I did put a few coaches and training courses on credit cards, which I do not recommend. And I've given up a few times. We'll go into stuff about that a bit later. But also I have learned a lot of things that have made me get clients, make money, and do quite well. So I'm going to share all of those tips and go through everything with you. It's not an easy road being an entrepreneur, but when you start out with just a dream and a passion and you have to then dig and find things, especially if you don't have any money to invest, you have to go looking everywhere to actually find what it is that you need to learn to get you to that next stage. And thankfully, thanks to the internet, there is a lot of places, and with podcasts, etc., that you can find these places with quite a lot of ease. And hopefully this will be one of those places where you can get some tips and learn lots of things. So that is kind of why I wanted to do this. So I guess we start at the beginning of how I got to where I am now, talking to you on this fine Wednesday I'm recording. I'm hopefully going to put these out on a Monday. A bit of Monday motivation to get you started for the week. So I have a background in insurance. When I was 18, I left college. I did a diploma in fine art when I was at college. I love art. You'll probably know from my social medias that I absolutely love art. And when I left, I was actually given a scholarship to London College of Fashion. But as I was 18, and stupid, and in love with my boyfriend, I didn't want to leave and I didn't want to go to London and pursue this dream of becoming a fashion designer at the time. So I stayed and got a job with my mum working in insurance. It was an insurance company that she was working at, and I started off as a secretary, answering the phones, answering emails, opening the post, sending the post, all of that glamorous stuff, making the teas. So I started there, and then I moved into actually doing the calls, taking quotations, doing renewals, that kind of thing. I left there and then got a job actually at my mum's best friend's, or good friend, I suppose, in a local broker's, which was actually down the road from where we lived, so it was a lot easier for me to get to work. I was a bit fed up at that point by driving into the city and parking and spending money on parking and all the rest of it. My poor mum still worked there, so she had to get the bus now because I wasn't there to drive her. bless her. But so I then got a job at this broker's and became kind of their household insurance guru. I really liked doing high net worth insurance, which was, if you don't know what high net worth insurance is, it's basically the insurance policies that rich people have. So I was insuring lots of art, guns, just loads of like antiques, you know, really large houses. Actually, one of the quotes that I got free was for Ashley and Cheryl Cole at the time, which was quite fun to actually get into. That I became their kind of expert for that. And then I moved into commercial insurance, so doing like fleet insurance for large vehicles, haulage companies, mechanics, landlords. I was running quite a large property scheme for landlords at one stage. I also took over as office manager when my boss wasn't there, which everyone absolutely hated because I suddenly turned into boss Michelle rather than work colleague Michelle. And boss Michelle is another level that they weren't prepared for. So I started working there, and I decided to actually go and get a job in the city again, working for another broker. So I did that, but that wasn't quite how I intended it to be, because I ended up getting a boss I absolutely hated. He absolutely hated me. It was like he had something in for me, like the minute I walked through the door. And he made my life like really miserable. And I was coming home from there like crying when I left the office, crying on the bus on the way home. I'd actually got to a point at one stage where I was crying so much on the way home and getting myself so worked up and so anxious about things that I would get like a really bad headache. And I would literally walk through the door and throw up in the sink in the kitchen because I'd worked myself up that much. And this happened for a while. It got to a stage where I actually went in the toilet, burst into tears, locked myself in the toilet and just stayed there. And everyone came looking for me. One of my friends worked at the company at the time as well, so she came looking for me to see what was going on. And I literally walked out and never went back. I was signed off for severe stress reaction from the doctors. And that's when I actually changed my career and became a massage therapist. I then started doing some massages, built up a beauty business. At that time, we'd moved to a military base, as my husband's in the military. We moved there and I started my beauty business. But I then got, there was a number of things going on at the time, actually. There was depression, anxiety. I was ill with fibromyalgia and cluster headaches. So I was finding with fibromyalgia, it affects your muscles and stuff and pain. So I couldn't really do the massage or beauty or anything anymore because I was finding it a lot of a struggle. So I stopped doing that and looked for a way that I could still do what I loved, but not quite the physical aspect. So that's when I found network marketing. So I started that, and that's kind of where my love for social media and marketing online was sparked, I suppose. So I went through doing that for a while, which has gradually got me to kind of where I am. I found that I was quite good at the social media thing, and I really liked, especially, and I still like it to today, and it's something that really makes me excited about business, is helping people to like get their authentic voice across. I do that now through like the content and putting the strategy in place so their voice is actually kind of heard. But this is where I then set up a blog, which was called the She Steps Up blog. Remember the name of your own blog. So I started that, and that is where I ended up writing and interviewing incredible women from across the globe to learn about what they were doing in the business. And the blog was really successful. I had some really like big people on there, which you can still find my website, shameless plug, which is michellemarielidl.com. And if you go to blog, you'll be able to see all the posts on there and get some inspiration. I still love it. It's still very dear to my heart, but I'm hoping to kind of put it into a podcast now and interview these women so you can actually hear their passion and purpose through their voices. So the blog was started, and then I kind of had another blip health-wise, and it got to a point where I went to the doctors. My grandfather, who was, I was really, really close to, passed away, and that was the first significant person that I'd really had pass away that I was aware of. My other two grandparents, my dad's mum and dad, they died when I was a lot younger. Well, my dad's dad died when he was 18, so I never met him, but my nanny died when I was probably, I think, about 8. So I wasn't really, I remember it, but I wasn't really like aware of it as such. It didn't have a massive impact on me. So when my granddad died, you know, this was the man that taught me how to ride a bike, taught me a lot of life skills, you know, that kind of thing. So it was a big impact, and I didn't take it very well with other stresses that were going on in my life. So I went to the doctors and I literally begged for help. I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't eating, I was then sleeping all day and awake all night and all sorts of things. So it was really quite a bad time. So I went to the doctor and asked for help. And the response I got was that I could be given a tablet to be numb, which makes me laugh because I didn't know how much more numb I could possibly be. And that day I went home and I thought, well, he isn't going to help me. Nobody's going to help me. I'm going to have to help myself. So the first thing I did is I went on YouTube and I actually put in motivational speeches, I think it was. And it's funny because I didn't really intend to do the podcast recording today, but I had on the memory on my Facebook that exact quote, which changed everything. So I'll read that to you now. And it was a speech by Les Brown that I happened to fall on because I just thought he looks a really nice, like, jolly little fellow. He looks like somebody happy. I'll listen to him. And if you listen to Les Brown's talks, he is actually quite a funny man. So the quote goes, "The graveyard is the richest place on earth because it is here that you will find all the hopes and dreams that were never fulfilled, the books that were never written, the songs that were never sung, the inventions that were never shared, the cures that were never discovered, all because someone was too afraid to take the first step, keep the problem, or determined to carry out their dreams." And that is the exact quote that landed in my Facebook today, and the exact quote that changed everything, because I thought, I have to change myself, and I have to do it myself. I've got a lot of hopes, I've got a lot of dreams, and I'm not going to be leaving this earth with nothing and regrets and not having pursued what I want to pursue in life. So I decided to Google life coaching courses and signed up for my life coaching diploma and used that to help myself. And then I hired a coach and I decided to help others. Now, over the time, I have changed massively what I've done, because when I was actually learning to coach, I found that I actually preferred the behind-the-scenes stuff at the time rather than being out there and, you know, doing the coaching. I would get really excited about doing a launch, and then the minute the launch was over, I was a bit like, eh, now what? Like, the launching bit gave me such a buzz that when I got to finishing the funnels and everything else and the masterclass, that I was like, oh, so what happens now? Oh, I've got a coach. Oh, okay. And don't get me wrong, I loved the clients that I worked with and I loved helping them and getting you know, really good results, but it just wasn't for me. I think also there was a little bit of having to be visible, which I didn't like, which I'm trying to do more of now because I'm trying to push myself. And I realise how being visible is so crucial to growing your business. But I'll do another thing on that at some point. So anyway, going back, I'm probably going to digress quite a lot in these because that's who I am. I'm currently going through an ADHD referral at the age of 37. So I realise that probably that's why I digress so much, because I get distracted. I'm a little bit like that thing, that dog, I think it's from Up, where it's like squirrel, squirrel, squirrel. That's a little bit like me. So anyway, you might just have to bear with me. If anything, these are going to be amusing. So I went through, did the coaching, decided it wasn't for me. And I thought, well, what can I do that's going to be a business that I'm going to enjoy? And that's when I became a virtual assistant. So I've been a virtual assistant for a good few years now. I did stop for a while last year. I say stop. I had one client that I was still working with, thankfully, and I'll always be grateful for her during that period, because she is someone who gave me the space I needed when I needed it. And she also allowed me to work despite telling me that I didn't need to work and that I needed to take some time. But understood that I obviously needed the work to distract myself. So last year in November, my mum passed away. And as you can imagine, us having worked together for a few years, we were actually really close. So that was a bit of a shock, because it was quite quick and unexpected, and it was really traumatic and really horrible. I imagine one day I probably will talk about it, but if I talk about it now, this is just going to end up in a sob fest. And I know also that I'm not ready to talk about it. So we will get to it at some stage, but today's not that day. So my mum passed away, so I needed this space. And I'm forever grateful to the lovely Liz, who I know will probably listen to this at some stage, for that. So I had the one client while all of that was going on who kind of kept me above water. But going back to the Les Brown quote that I mentioned earlier, the reason I decided after my mum passed and I'd grieved for about 6 months, I wasn't going to leave this earth not pursuing and not taking chances and not working towards my dreams. And I wasn't going to leave the books that I could write in the grave. I wasn't going to leave the people I could have helped in the grave. I wasn't going to basically exit with all the potential that I have in me. I want to get all my potential out and do amazing things now, and not just be like, people remember me, but like, oh, well, she said she was going to write a book, but she never did. So I want to, that quote, I think, has always been in my back of my mind. And I also do think a lot about my mum with that quote, because she was an incredibly intelligent woman, really intelligent, but she never pursued stuff because she was afraid. She was afraid of what people would think about her. She was afraid of like putting herself out there. So part of my mission now is going to be taking her with me to on the journey, so that we could be together. I am a bit woo, so I do believe in that stuff, warning. So that we can be together and actually go through it all together, and hopefully, and I'd like you all to keep me accountable on this, actually, that I am going to be consistent, I am going to show up, I am going to be visible, and I am going to get my goals. And hopefully in years' time, I'll be doing a podcast talking to you guys, and, you know, a hell of a lot of stuff will have happened. That's the plan. So today, on this Wednesday that I'm recording this podcast, I am currently in a transition period where I am moving. I'm still working with my clients that I've got now and some new clients that are coming in, because I do love doing that stuff. But my actual aim, and I thought by this quite a lot recently, is I really want to change how marketing is done. I'm going to go through like this in a really big way in a podcast, because I've done a lot of marketing courses recently, and the language that is used the methods that are used, I feel are really outdated and very masculine and very cringy. Like a lot of them, when I actually talk about them or read about them or hear about them, do something to my body that I do not like. I think my body completely reacts to them in a not very nice way. And I think that we are past all that now. We need to come from a more heart-centered way of marketing ourselves and marketing what we do. And I think the world needs that as a whole. So I want to be one of the people that changes the industry. So it's quite a big goal, but I'm not afraid of it, she says. No, on a serious note, I think it's massively needs to be done. In fact, I saw a on one of my marketing things, we were talking about marketing biases. Yesterday, and it was a quote that said, it was a definition, I suppose, punishment. Punishment is what customers will receive if they don't use your product. Like, we're punishing people now, are we? You know, it just doesn't need to be needed. We need to, I think, if anything needs to change in this world, it needs to be how we treat others, how we treat ourselves, and coming for more love-based stuff rather than fear-based stuff. There's enough fear to go around and we don't need it anymore. So that is something that I want to do. So I really do hope that you're going to enjoy these podcasts. This has probably been a bit of a ramble and a very brief version of who Michelle actually is and what Michelle does and what she hopes for the world. But I hope it's also given you a little bit of a chance to get to know me and find out a bit more about who is this random girl who's appeared in your life today. So my plan is to get some guests on here and share their stories and give them a platform, because I'm all about rising and lifting other people up. And I love listening to people's stories as well, because I find that sometimes when you listen to someone else's story, it gives you a bit of motivation and you also learn stuff that you didn't know. So thanks for listening. Please, if you hear this on any of my social medias, do give me a comment and let me know what you think. Also, if you'd like to be a guest, I am looking for people, so please do get in touch. If you could give this a review, we are everywhere on all different platforms that you can hear this. And if you want to reach out to us or connect on any of my social media, I am on Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. And the I am at soul_centered_solutions. Or if you just type in soul centered solutions, I usually pop up. And my website, where you can read about the blog and get in touch with me also, is Michelle Marie Liddle, Michelle with one L, LIDDLE.com. And all the information will also be in the blog, in a blog, she's on one. It's that ADHD brain of mine, I'm just getting confused again. I will also be putting all the information in the show notes. So thank you again for listening, and I will see you very, very soon. Thank you. Bye.